Hi, it's Jeff Walker, and this is Walker Gone Wild. I finally went to see Halloween, starring Jamie Lee Curtis. I was fascinated that they were going to pick up the story 40 years later with the original star of the movie, Jamie Lee Curtis. Very excited to see it. Before I go on, and before I tell you why I think it's the most disappointing horror movie I have ever seen, let me warn you, if you haven't seen it and your heart is set on seeing it, I would not continue listening. Jamie Lee Curtis is both the best and the worst thing about this movie. It's best in the respect that she was in the original, so it makes you want to go and see her 40 years later to see how her life has evolved. It's also the worst thing about the movie because, frankly, in my opinion, her acting was horrible and her character is so unappealing and comes off as a crazy old witch. I can't describe it any other way. And here's why it's so disappointing as a horror movie. It's 2018. Must we still use every tired horror movie cliche? You've had 40 years to work on some originality. But no, the babysitter dies. The babysitter's boyfriend dies. Of course, they make out first. And like all horror movies, the villain, in this case Michael Myers, can seem to move effortlessly from location to location. He doesn't have a car, but somehow he's in this part of town. Then he's in that part of town. He's in this neighborhood. Then he's in that neighborhood. Walking slowly, yet nobody ever spots him. He silently moves around this entire town, slaughtering everybody in his path, yet nobody notices him. 1 minute he's hiding in a closet. Magically, somehow without making any noise, he's in the backyard. But the best horror movie cliche of all is saved for the not-so-exciting ending. Michael Myers is shot in the back, then later shot point blank in the chest. He's stabbed 5 or 6 times. I lost track. He's hit over the head twice with an iron skillet, yet he can still climb up that flight of stairs at the end in pursuit of Grandma Curtis. Oh, and if you're thinking, hey, maybe he kept himself in really good shape the past 40 years in prison. Well, let's do a little math here. He was born in 1957. Michael Myers is 61 years old. You would be more likely to find somebody like him at the Golden Corral Buffet taking advantage of the early bird special. And worst of all, at the very conclusion of the movie, you see Michael Myers burning in the basement of the house. You do not see him collapse, roll over, or in any way indicate the flames bothered him. Oh my God, could there be yet another sequel? The suspense is going to kill me. If you would like to comment on Walker Gone Wild, you can reach me at Jeff Walker at 985KRZ.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.